Bless you.
As this is a worship for all ages, we are trying to do things in a little bit different of a way. And so my sermon for you today will be a shorter homily, if all goes well. And our religious education director, Jerry Leggett, who's in the back, and he's going to wave, found a beautiful picture, a coloring page of a chalice. And so in the past, I have only made enough copies for our participants under the age 20. And I've found that we've run out quite frequently. So if you would like to have a coloring page and some crayons while I talk with you for a few minutes, you are more than welcome, regardless of your age. And you can just wave for Jerry, and Jerry will bring something over for you. Thank you, Jerry. So today on the 30th, we have a blending of themes. We end our Soul Matters month of December and mystery. And in just a few days, we begin our new theme for January, possibility. And if you think about it, the merging of those two things is perfect for the new year. This is a time when we look back and we also look forward with curiosity, excitement, and for some of us, even some fear. Because while we know that we will make our plans, we also can be sure that those plans will not turn out exactly as we envision them right now. So we need to be able to enter this new space and this new year lighter and more open. One of the quotes that has always stayed with me is from the world scholar and expert on mythology, Joseph Campbell. And for a long time, this quotation was included in my email signature. I'm going to read it for you, and then we can talk about it a little bit. Campbell says, we must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. Let's say that one more time. We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. There are many clichés or sayings that are similar to this. And if you've ever been in a difficult situation in your life, you probably have heard people say it to you, regardless of your age. One of the ones that I've heard a lot is, when a door closes, another one opens. Or when a door closes, a window opens. People have also been very adamant in telling me that you have to close the door before a new door will open. All well-intentioned and sometimes equally annoying. And yet there is a wisdom there. How do we let go of what we know and what feels certain because it is in our past and it is in our present? How do we let go when we have no idea what the future will bring us? Even with our plans, we don't know what exactly will happen. And that mystery, that beautiful, wide space of openness can be very scary. How do we embrace that? How do we let go and face forward? How do we even let go of the plans that we've made? How do we hold them loosely enough so that they can change as we change and as our environment changes? Another reading that has had a lot of significance for me in my life is from a Black queer activist named Maya McKenzie. And she created a blog called Black Girl Dangerous. And this will be a little bit longer than Mr. Campbell, but I invite you to listen with an open heart and spirit. A long time ago, when you were a wee thing, you learned something, some way to cope, something that if you did it, would help you survive. It wasn't the healthiest thing. It wasn't going to get you free, but it was going to keep you alive. You learned it at 5 or 6, and it worked. It did help you survive. You carried it with you all your life, using it whenever you needed it. It got you out of your town, away from your bully, out of range of unlove, or whatever. It worked for you. You're still here now partly because of this thing that you learned. The thing is, though, at some point, you stopped needing it. At some point, you got far enough away, surrounded yourself with people who love you. You survived. And because you survived, you now had a shot at more than just staying alive. You had a shot now at getting free. But that thing that you learned when you were 5 was not then and is not now designed to help you be free. It is designed only to help you survive. And in fact, it keeps you from being free. You need to figure out what this thing is and work to learn, unlearn it. Because the things that we learn to do to survive at all costs are not the things that will help us get free. Getting free is a whole different journey altogether. During our fire communion service or ceremony that is coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to write down one of those things. One of those things that you want to let go of. One of the things in your life, whether it's an event, a relationship, a way of dealing with conflict, a way of treating yourself, you will write it on a piece of paper, and we will give it to the air. We will light it from the flame of the chalice that will be in a candle, and we will say goodbye to that thing. And of course, it isn't quite that easy. This is a ceremony that is here to help you recognize what that thing is, hold it, and then symbolically let it go. And this act itself can be a touchstone for you so that when you find yourself back in your old ways, because habits take a long time to change, you can look back at this moment and recommit yourself to letting go so that you can move on and find the life, the self, that has been patiently, lovingly waiting for you. We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us.